There are moments in life that split everything into before and after. For Dan Kessler, that moment happened in the middle of an intersection in Dayton, Ohio, in November 2002. He was 27 years old. He doesn't remember what song was playing. Doesn't remember if the light was green. But he remembers the sound of metal crumpling.
The smell of Antifreze.
The faint click of his right turn signal, still blinking long after the car had stopped moving. And he remembers the passenger door opening.
A woman's voice. Calm. Focused.
Telling him not to move.
You're going to be okay, she said. Just Beate. He never saw her face.
Never got her name.
And then, she was gone.
This is the story of a man who survived a crash. And spent the next 17 years trying to find the woman who pulled him from the wreckage.
This is Human Echoes.
And this is episode 4, The Passenger Seat. The crash left Dan with two broken ribs, a mild concussion, and a fractured collarbone. But the doctors said it could have been much worse. The paramedics arrived just in time.
Except, they didn't pull him out.
A witness later told police that a woman had stopped her car, run over, opened the passenger side, and helped support his neck until EMTs arrived. She left before they got her name. The police never took a statement. She wasn't family. Wasn't one of the drivers involved. And she never appeared in the traffic report. Dan tried asking around. Local news stations ran a Good Samaritan mystery segment for a few days, but it faded fast. Over the next few years, Dan became fixated. He posted on message boards, sent letters to local papers, and started attending first aid classes, hoping maybe he'd meet her there.
Nothing.
In 2011, nearly a decade later, he moved to Cleveland and got married.
He stopped looking.
Or told himself he did. But in 2019, while cleaning out old boxes from his mother's attic, he found the original hospital ID bracelet from the crash. And something came rushing back. I don't know why, he said, but I suddenly couldn't stop thinking about her again. Like it had just happened. He posted a message on Facebook, in a Dayton community group. Looking for the woman who helped me after a car accident on Main and Oliver St. in November 2002. You sat in the passenger seat and told me to breathe.
You saved my life.
I'd just like to say thank you.
The post got shared. And reshared.
People commented stories of their own, of being helped by strangers. It became a thread of gratitude.
But none of them were her.
And then, one day, Dan received a message. A woman named Allison had seen the post. She hadn't been there that day. But her sister Emily had, and had talked about it for years. Emily passed away from cancer in 2015. But in her journal, she had written something.
There was a man in a car.
His neck was bleeding. I held his head in place and told him to breathe. I never even got his name. Dan met Allison later that week. She gave him the journal. There was no photograph.
No perfect moment of reunion.
But there, in Emily's handwriting, was the proof he'd been looking for all those years. Someone had been there. Someone had cared.
Not every mystery ends in headliness.
Not every act of heroism makes the news. Some come and go in seconds.
A choice. A kindness.
A moment at a red light that no one else notices. Dan never got to say thank you in person. But he says he's okay with that now.
I think, he told us.
Maybe she didn't want thanks.
Maybe she just wanted me to breathe.
There's a space beside us, in the passenger seat at the crosswalk on a park bench, where people drift in and out of our lives. Sometimes for a moment.
So mit ihm ist forever. So me li mag's wie never forget.
Others, we never even know we're there. This was Human Echoes.
I'm your host.
Until next time, stay open, stay curious, and never underestimate the stranger who stops to help.